Podfic Pensive, 2018. When the Planets Align. Originally written by Opalsong and recorded and compiled by Litra.
There is a legend that many have told and many have heard. Once upon a time, long, long ago, on a planet that is not this one, there was a court. This court had a princess, bright and golden, and clever like a fox, a trickster who was always laughing. With her was her court, one for each of the planets. Mercury, cold as ice. Venus, golden and loving. The Prince of Earth, memory to moon's change, steady as a rock, though far less powerful than the moon. Mars, barren and rocky, hot as the desert. Jupiter, last of the inner Cenci, black and white, red and green, like ink on paper. Saturn, destruction. Uranus, the keeper of knowledge. Neptune, teacher, parent, friend, willing to give love where it was needed. Pluto, last and most distant, willing to do whatever was needed. But all was not peaceful in the court. Pluto saw the danger first and fell. The court tried to rise against, for there really was a rabbit on the moon. They fought desperately with all their strength. And eventually, after many long battles, the shadows were destroyed. But it had come at a cost, for many of the kingdoms were laid barren. Earth offered up sanctuary, for Moon and the court had protected his lands, and so he would protect them in turn. Moon fell to Earth, as did the others. One fell to sand, another to mist. Pluto gave up its limbs. They all forgot. But one day, when the threat returns, they shall gather, they shall remember, and they shall defeat the shadows once again.
So, Naruto is bouncing down the street, and I do mean bouncing because he is currently a hot blonde girl. He is currently skipping class to go play pranks somewhere, and yeah, he likes the shape. It makes old men have nosebleeds, and he doesn't really get that. I mean, he got the shape from some shoujo manga, and yeah. So he's bouncing along, and he sees this cat, and it's got a band-aid on its head. And so he bends down and goes like, oh, okay, kitty, let me help you out here. And he ducks into an alley, and he takes the band-aid off the cat's head, and the cat is totally Luna, but we don't know that yet. And the cat goes, oh, that's so much better, thank you. But is also totally surprised. And Naruto is like, oh, it's not a regular cat, it's a summons, cool. And is not surprised at all. And so he starts talking to her, and Luna is like, wait, you can understand me? Is this you? Is it really you? And Naruto is a bit confused because can't everyone understand summons? That's kind of the point, right? I mean, wouldn't it negate the point if you couldn't understand the... And then, out of nowhere, some ninjas show up. And they're not regular ninjas, they're not, like, Hokage ninjas. They're just, like, shadow things. And Naruto is surprised by that, but not really. He's just like, oh, where did you come from? And Luna freaks out. she has this pen, and she shoves it at Naruto, and she's like, quick, say moon power makeup! And Naruto is just like, where did you get a pen? And Luna is like, focus here! Say it! Transform! Fight the things! And so Naruto, who... That's some senator, and he's acting really weird. And, okay, I guess I'll just do the thing. So he holds up the pen, and he says, moon power make up! And then there's a lot of lights, and there's glitter everywhere, and he doesn't really get it, but now he's in a sailor uniform, which, okay. I mean, new clothes, okay. And somehow he knows that he needs to point the pen at the dude and say a thing? And so he does, and there's this giant heart, and it flies at the senator, and the senator is caught up in this beam of light, and the heart does a thing, and Naruto still doesn't really get it, but the shadows disappear, and Luna seems happy. And then the senator is kind of blinking and looking up and looking around, and so Naruto decides that, time to go. So he untransforms, first out of the Sailor Scout thing, and then out of the girl thing, and he's got Luna in his arms, and he's running away, kind of just like, okay, prank done, I'm out of here. And Luna is like, wait, what? And Naruto is like, what? And Luna is super confused because you're not supposed to be a guy? And Naruto is like, oh, yeah, no, this is what I look like normally. I'm Naruto, by the way. I'm gonna be Hokage. Believe it! And Luna, well, that's just one step too far. Luna faints. The first time Venus met Moon was a bit of a surprise. She was out fighting shadows, and Moon came barreling onto the battlefield. Her attacks chaotic, and yet somehow effective. There was a cat trailing after her. Frustrated or exasperated, Sakura nearly fell over her own love whip, and God, she hates that name. Then Moon managed to banish the shadows, and she came up to Venus. Hi, I'm Moon. You must be Venus. That means you're one of my court, right? Do you want to untransform and go get ramen? And Sakura is very confused about this, because this person isn't acting like a scout. Sakura remembers the day her mother woke up and could no longer transform, and sat Sakura down for the talk about responsibility and their family's legacy and keeping secrets. And Moon was tripping off of rooftops a minute ago, although Sakura can't really say anything because her time tripping off of rooftops wasn't all that long ago. Then the cat comes and pounces on Moon and knocks them off the rooftop, and that's the last time that Venus sees Moon for a while. Later, when part of Team 12, they do go out for ramen. Sakura doesn't really regret it, except for how much money she spent on food. This team could be a lot worse, Kakashi thinks.
He was expecting a lot worse.
But the girl is focused. And skilled. And dedicated to protecting her town. Maybe a little too dedicated to protecting Uchiha, but it's nothing that living, eating, bathing, sleeping, and training with the kid 24/7 won't cure her of. Naruto is reckless and unfocused, and somehow he manages to work with Sakura, at least until they notice and then they trip over each other. But it's Uchiha that Kakashi is really worried about. He's distant and angry.
and purposefully antagonizes the others, especially Naruto. Kakashi pretends not to see their squabbles, focusing instead on the newest chapter of his book. Haku is gathering herbs, which is normally a very pleasant activity, but today they were attacked by shadows. And Haku tries to fend them off with their ice, and except it's not working. These beings are too powerful. They're too... None of their jutsu seems to be working. And then this blonde pigtailed figure shows up out of nowhere and blasts them with some light. And then there's a cat, summons, and the blonde girl says, "Oh, good, you're one of us. Shout something power makeup." Which, that's what? Confusing? What? And then the cat, which says something, and okay, definitely a summons then, I guess, says, "The words you're looking for are Mercury Power Makeup. Say them and you'll transform and you'll be able to fight." So, Haku grabs up the pen and shouts, "Mercury Power Makeup!" and transforms, and now has a interesting skirt, and then is able to attack, instinctively knows how to attack, and they defeat the shadows, and then the girl, the blonde girl, turns and says, "Hey, I'm Moon, that's Luna. Glad to have you on the team." And it turns out that the blonde girl is actually Naruto, which puts a damper on any further confrontation between them, and Haku manages to convince Zabuza to defect, which isn't actually that hard, because Haku's gonna need a lot of training, and really, Moon and Venus and them are really the only people to give it to her. So, yeah, they defect and go off to Konoha. Mother is screaming. Screaming for Gaara to cover this whole blasted forest with sand. The power is flowing through him, uncontrollable. And for some reason, Naruto is still trying to fight it. His teammates are down. One of them knocked away unconscious on the ground, the other bound to a tree. Her pink hair bloody red. Gaara sends his power against Naruto. Except then there's a flash of light. And he's suddenly a girl now? Sakura is screaming. Screaming that Moon can't just do that, it doesn't work that way. He can't just make friends with all of his enemies. And the girl, Naruto, Moon, yells something too. Moon spiral heart attack. And then the world around him goes pink. Everything is pink, and Mother is crying. Mother goes quiet. Gaara is on the ground, staring up at the sky. And the girl, Naruto, Moon, is there, pressing something into his hand. She says to say something. Sakura is still screaming. Gaara doesn't understand. But he says, "Mars Power Makeup." And the world goes white. "You," the Biju growls. Naruto just grins and shoots her purifying attack. The Biju screams, "New friend made." The roots didn't know what to do. Their leader, Councilman Danjo, was dead. They knew who the likely suspect was. Moon, or Naruto. But they didn't know what to do next. They followed Moon, followed Naruto, and watched. They paid very close attention, but no attention to their surroundings. The shadows came and took them. Then Moon and Venus came and chased the shadows away. There was a cat and a pen. And Moon said, "Hey, welcome to the team." Venus took the root's brother away to be healed.
"You got a name?" Moon asked.
The root considered. Sigh. That seemed right.
"Say Jupiter Power Makeup."
He did, and he transformed, and oh, that's what being a girl felt like. He didn't have time to admire his new breasts, or skirt. They fought against the shadows. Iruka's family specialized in patrolling the borders of Konoha. They had returned in order to take a break and go on their honeymoon, putting aside the mantle of Neptune for now, which meant Uranus had to go to the border because someone always had to be protecting the border. That's when the accident happened. Neptune didn't find out until they returned. Sasuke is on the ground, he is bleeding, and he is ashamed. Because he's losing against his brother, and his brother is mocking him, and it is all just being, you know, generally terrible. And Naruto's behind him, and he has to protect Naruto, but it's more that, you know, this is his brother, and he's going to destroy his brother. And he knows that he has to use the earth power. That he doesn't have any other choice, even though his brother was Tuxedo Mask before him and knows about the power, and so it probably won't help, but it's his only chance. So he transforms, and he attacks, and his brother just knocks him aside and starts monologuing about how, "You really thought you could defeat me? You really thought you could use this power? The power that couldn't save our family and all of that?" And Sasuke is just in despair. He couldn't. His family is dead. He couldn't protect anyone. He can't even take vengeance. He can't do anything. And Sasuke, he just wanted to be part of the team, and all of his friends would hang out, and Mercury and Venus and Mars when she was around, and Moon, and he, that's why he took up the power. Then he hears a voice behind him, and it's Naruto's voice, but it's shouting, "Moon Power Makeup," and Naruto is Moon. Of course Naruto was Moon. Well, okay, that makes sense, actually, and that makes Sakura Venus, and that makes sense. And then Naruto is pointing his wand, her wand, at his brother, and shouting, what is it, Spiral Heart Attack? Spiral Heart Purification? Something like that? And his brother screams, and there's the shadows go, and then Naruto, Moon, turns around and smiling big and bright and offers his, her hand, and Sasuke, Earth, for once, accepts the help.
Gaara normally doesn't mind Naruto. He's got a lot of things to do. He's Kazekage, he's got the whole village to run, and then Naruto shows up and gives him the Mars pen, and there's that whole deal, and at least Gaara can sleep now. I mean, it's been a few years, and they've put all the trouble behind them, mostly. Normally, He can deal with Naruto. Normally.
Everyone is leaving. Sai is going off to Cloud on a diplomatic mission. Haku is off to Mist on their own mission. Naruto is off to train with his new master. Gaara has gone back to Sand. Sakura is sticking around, but she's got training with Tsunade and her mother. Sasuke doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have anything to do. He sits on the rooftop and looks out over Konoha. Then suddenly Naruto is there, overenthusiastic and babbling something about a snake and Pluto. They haven't had any leads on Saturn. But maybe if Pluto is near this snake person, Sasuke makes up his mind to go. He'll see if he can find this snake. And if Pluto can teach him something in the meantime, all the better.
So, Sai is on a diplomatic mission to Cloud. He's started giving everyone nicknames, but there's one person who he can't figure out a nickname for. And anyway, I can't remember any of the nicknames. And that's on top of not remembering regular people's names because Japanese. So, Sai is giving people nicknames, and they're going to Cloud on a diplomatic mission, but nobody is suited for this diplomatic mission. And secretly, he has a mission. He's going to find the Jinchūrichi, I think that's how you pronounce it, and purify them. And this is good because he knows about secret missions from being en route. En route. Haku has her own secret mission. She sneaks through the palace. Even though she's transformed, she's using all of her ninja skills. And she has snuck up to the Jinchūrichi from Mist and is trying to... She wants to purify them. She's convinced that the Jinchūrichi for Mist is being controlled. And she's pretty sure that it's shadows that are controlling them, not other shinobi. She slowly sneaks up to them through the shadows, and... What's Mercury's special attack, anyway? Anyway, she attacks, she purifies, everything's good.
Sakura stands overlooking her city. It's her home. She is trained for this. Her mother trained her for this. And then she hunted down Tsunade and got Tsunade to train her for this because her mother wasn't both a Sailor Scout and a ninja. Sakura stays because it's her city. Because her family is there and it's where she grew up and it's what she loves. It's her city. Hers to protect.
Orochimaru sighs as he hears Sasuke in the hallway. The Prince of Earth had originally come to him for training, both in the ninja arts and in the Sailor Scout arts. And Orochimaru wasn't quite sure how Sasuke figured out that Orochimaru was the scout of space and time. But then again, Sasuke had grown up around all the other Sailor Scouts, so it's probably not surprising that he could see the signs. And Orochimaru doesn't really want to deal with this right now. But he knows that any second now, Sasuke is going to burst through the door and demand Sailor Scout training! Or he's going to creep through the door and demand ninja training. And Orochimaru has threatened to reincarnate Sasuke as a snail before, and not even that has managed to deter him. And Orochimaru could do it, too. I mean, space and time. Not so great of a power for your allies, but really great on your enemies. And as he's musing this, sure enough, Sasuke bursts through the door in a wave of roses. Orochimaru sighs. Neptune is overworked. Neptune has always been overworked, to be fair, given that they're trying to cover both Neptune and Uranus's patrols in both the Outer Rim, and then coming back and protecting and training the other scouts in Konoha. But now Naruto is off training, and everybody's gone off on secret missions. And so she has been left pretty much all alone to cover both Konoha and the Outer Territories, and she does not know when Sakura sleeps! Neptune senses some shadows nearby and rushes across the rooftops. There's someone there. They're being attacked. It's Kakashi. He's surrounded by shadows, and Neptune isn't going to get there fast enough. He's not going to be able to purify them. He won't be able to save Kakashi. He won't be able to save anyone ever again. Then there's a blinding burst of light. And Neptune is standing there. The group really needs to have the preferred pronoun while transformed chat at some point soon. Purifies all the shadows and looks up at Neptune. Hey, looks like you could use some help. He says while grinning. Later, after patrol, they all go to ramen. The ramen guy knows all about the scouts. They all go for ramen after patrol. Iruka's pretty sure that he's even heard Gaara complain that there aren't any decent ramen places in Sand. You don't have to, you know, Iruka says. It was a one-time thing, an emergency. And Kakashi looks down into his ramen and says that everybody else, all the other scouts, they're all working so hard. And then he steals some of Iruka's pork and smiles and says he couldn't leave them alone. It's their job to protect them.
Sakura left Konoha only 3 times. When Naruto was away. Each time was to help someone with a spirit inside them. She purified the spirits each time. Each scout had their own purifying magic. At least it wasn't whips for her. Naruto called her attack the love-love beam, and she hated the fact that she couldn't think of anything better. They all thanked her afterwards. Being able to speak to their Biju made things a lot easier.
The bunny spirit is rampaging. It's destroyed the landscape, the whole village. The scouts are scattered and bleeding. Even Kakashi is there, which means he finally took up the mantle of Uranus. There's no way they can win. The bunny spirit is just too powerful. Then Naruto is there, all blonde hair and sailor uniform and hopeful expression. And he says, "We need you. You've got to help. All of us, together." And so he adds his power. He can feel it all building up. One giant wave. They unleash the stream of hearts at the bunny spirit. And everything is torn away. Broken down. Cleansed. They destroy the bunny spirit. Destruction. Then creation, the moon, and all the planets, and all the villages. They win.